Those members of the committee, Senator Mills, Representative Adams.
Senator Mills, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Mills, having attempted to listen and to read at the same time, and knowing that a moment to do both in more depth would be beneficial, by work session, could you attempt to give me your best answer to this query? If the community benefits, how, in what sense, can a package of community benefits in exchange for something given not be thus considered a tax? And how, then, does any entity other than the legislature receiving the tax or the package of benefits thus not, in your proposal, run afoul of that part of the Maine State Constitution which states very bluntly and succinctly that the legislature shall never, under any circumstances whatsoever, relinquish the power of taxation, period? I was turning to try to get that provision out of the Constitution.
You're practically verbatim inciting it, but it is the legislature in this instance that is creating the obligation. So we haven't relinquished it. We're in fact exercising it. And secondly, this isn't to be regarded as a tax. It is a burden, yes, but our statutes are replete with parallel examples. These are mitigation payments, and we do it. The DEP has, for example, has enormous power that we have granted to them to require mitigation payments for the loss of wetlands and wildlife refuge and that sort of things when projects go forward. Now, I'm not trying to emulate that, because I think, quite candidly, I think that we have probably granted an awful lot of discretion to the DEP in those settings, and maybe not retained enough directive, not given them enough direction about how to use that power. This would be very similar to the power that we've given to the DEP. It would require, would say, these machines impose a certain burden on the landscape. They deprive adjoining landowners, nearby landowners, of certain discretion and uses over their own property. They have an impact on the landscape, both from a sound production point of view and from a visual impact. And for that reason, there needs to be money paid or some benefit conferred in the form of a mitigation. I think that's the parallel, and that is not, I recognize that it sounds and looks like a tax, but it's a burden that we impose, that we have the right to impose, and the spending of those dollars can be spent without regard, as I see it, without necessarily being confined by the words in the Constitution that have constrained us in regard to tax dollars.
And I hear the thoughtfulness in your reply. Nevertheless, I am concerned about the implication, which is not ours to argue out here. I understand and hear and can follow your reasoning, and yet I, though not being an attorney, can think of two examples where that has not been followed, and questions posed to the Attorney General's office about the meaning of that phrase in the Constitution, and other equally, some would say, valid and worthy ideas have run into the wall that it represents.
Yeah.
So having heard your thoughtful answer, and you having heard what I hope to pose as a thoughtful question, can you bring further information to work session about it? You and I are not going to discuss it to a finality today, but it's been very useful.
Well, it is important not to run afoul of it, not to try to spend any time. We shouldn't be spending time on a statute that's going to run afoul of the Constitution. I quite agree with you. I'm reasonably satisfied at first blush that that that's not an issue, but but it's entirely appropriate to raise it and to make sure that it's addressed.
It's the second blush that I worry about.
Yes, of course.
Often it's that blush that gets us into trouble on any number of fields, and I'm going to abandon this line of analogy rapidly. However, we've raised it, we've talked about it, and please bring your best thinking to to the work session where we can explore it further. It may be something this committee should pose as a question, actually. Perhaps you've heard of the Attorney General.
I stay in touch with her from time to time.
Very good. Once again, thank you, Senator Mills.
Without blushing, does anyone have any further questions for the sponsor? Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Is there anyone else here to testify?